My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. When I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are daft for Donald or mad for Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe the Disney novice just currently thinking about or planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World and you don't know the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek. Well, this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, Beth tells me about her favourite Magic Kingdom restaurant.
Yeah, it's a really special one. I think it's a definite one. Even if you're not bothered about the food, just go.
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, get the latest news from the parks and everything you need to know if you're about to head over to Orlando. And you can keep in touch with us as well on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. We are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Don't forget, if you've got any questions about planning or anything to do with Walt Disney World, really, we'll do our best to answer them. Just ping them over. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical, like Ashley has done, who is going in May and wants to know, with little kids who aren't that bothered about any of the bigger rides, is it worth bothering with fast passes? I'd say yes, because there are some of the non-bigger rides that still get really big queues. Things like Peter Pan. If you want to get on there, you can get queues of 1 or 2 hours. So you need to be on that to get your fast passes. But here's another top tip as well. Even if you think the kids are not really bothered in things like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Flight of Passage, I would still book those fast passes for those hard to get reservations towards the end of your holiday, because it might be that the kids after a week really kind of get into it and then go, do you know what? I want to go on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Or they might get talking to other little kids around the park who go, yeah, you've got to go on this. And then they'll want to go on it. And you haven't got the fast passes, so you're going to be queuing for 2 to 3 hours. So even those hard to get fast passes that you think you might not want to go on. So for example, yeah, they might not want to go on Tower of Terror. That might be a bit too terrifying, but Slinky Dog, which is a really hard to get fast pass, it's easy to get it towards the end of your holiday. And then even if you don't want to use it, you could always swap it for something else. And when you cancel that fast pass of Slinky Dog, somebody will be very happy that it's suddenly become available last minute. So I'd say, yeah, still do your fast passes, get the hard to get stuff that you might not want to go on towards the end, but definitely things that are getting the long queues, just definitely get them sorted. Right, let's do some quick fire questions. We opened this up on Instagram a few days ago, so let's see if I can blast through these. Bunny Amy wants to know, how many days realistically do you need to do every park? We're just talking about Disney parks. She's not bothered about the water park. So just the Disney parks. Well, you've got 4 Disney parks, so you want at least 1 full day in each. Magic Kingdom, I say you need 2 full days. And then maybe a mopping up day. So if you are just doing Walt Disney World and you're staying on property and you want to hammer it, you could probably do 7 days to just do all 4 Disney parks, 2 at Magic Kingdom, then some mopping up days. That's what I would say. My husband's got food allergies. Are they accommodating for this in the restaurant? Yes, they are. They'll even bring the chef out to talk you through it. Beth wants to know, are magic bands included with hotels? How do you load everything onto them? If you're staying at Walt Disney World Hotel, the day that you check in, and it will be connected to your My Disney Experience. So the fast passes that you've booked are in your My Disney Experience. Your magic band will be linked to that. Similarly, if I want to get the Magical Express, is that included? Even if I've not booked through Disney, but I am staying at Disney? Yes, it is. Even if you book with somebody like Virgin, if you're staying at Disney Hotel, you can get Magical Express, but you need to book it yourself through the My Disney Experience website. Any questions? Ping them over. And now it's time to find out what Beth loves so much about Walt Disney World. We'll find out what your favourite rides and restaurants are. But first of all, what is it that you love about Walt Disney World, Beth?
I honestly just want to say the exact same as everyone else. It's just like one huge bubble that just makes you forget about real life, and you just walk in and you spend your holiday and then you come out and you're like, oh, that happened.
So when was the first time you were in the bubble and when was the last time you were in the bubble?
The first time I went to Florida was 2005, no, 7. But I went to Paris in 2001, but I do not remember it because I was 3.
I thought you were going to say, but that doesn't count.
No, it did definitely count. So I just don't really remember it. And the last time was 2017. So I was 19.
So what do you remember about the first time being 7 years old?
There's like a few things. I remember meeting a lot of the characters. I don't really remember the rides at all, but I remember the characters. And I remember Mickey and Minnie used to have their like houses that you used to be able to go into and go round.
Yes, they did. Yeah. They used to have that.
So I remember that really, really vividly, and like dragging my mum around as my dad and my brothers waited outside because they refused to come in.
Yeah, that's all been replaced now, isn't it, by the new Fantasyland at the back of the castle.
Gone.
So I don't know where Mickey and Minnie live anymore.
No,
maybe
they just wander.
They've got so many hotel rooms to choose from. They can roam around, can't they? And so of all the times you've been, do you have one single standout favourite memory?
Yeah, I do. It's quite a random one, actually, but we're a family of five, so it's quite hard for us to, like, do rides all together and, like, sit together, because they're obviously usually in twos.
Yeah.
And there's a water ride. I can't remember. I think it's at Typhoon Lagoon, called Teamboat Springs. I think it might have been renamed now. But we all managed, when we were really young, to go on it as a five. And it's, like, the only ride we've ever done as a five. And that was absolutely brilliant. I just remember being so happy that we all got together on one thing. And that's my, like, stand-up memory. Always have been.
Yeah, I suppose that there would be an odd one, wouldn't there? There'd be a two and a two and a one. So how do you usually decide who is the one person that has to sit on their own?
We just rotate it per ride.
Oh, okay. That's very... Well, I suppose there are some, like, soaring you could do. You could sit in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it, isn't it? It just means all the ride photos, we always have one random person.
Yeah. Who was that? But just blob them out, put Mickey Mouse's face over the back of it or something. So while we're talking about rides, have you got a favourite ride?
I have two. I couldn't decide.
The first one
has to be Flight of Passage. I can't believe no one said it before. It's just the most incredible thing in the world. If I could do it, if I could have done it every day of the holiday, I would have done.
You're right, actually. Nobody has said Flight of Passage is the favourite.
I don't understand.
It's always Tower of Terror, but yeah.
I've never done Tower of Terror, actually.
Oh, right, then. It's a bit too white knuckle for you.
It's the only ride that I've never done, because I hate heights. So the idea of, like, dropping straight, no, that's no.
So what is it that you love about that ride?
I just think it actually feels like you're flying. Like, even though you can see that you're literally on the floor still, you genuinely feel like you're flying. I don't know how they've done it. I really don't. But it's absolutely amazing. I absolutely adore it.
And it's getting big queues.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous queue still. And we were there when Pandora opened. So we were there, like, maybe a week after it opened. And so Animal Kingdom was open at, like, 6 a.m. And we were there at 6 a.m. ready, like, running to Pandora. And it was absolutely ridiculous still, but has to be done.
So that would be before they had fast passes for it, isn't it? Because, like, with the Star Wars rides now, there's no fast passes available at the moment. So you've just got to go and queue and wait.
Yeah, it was an absolute necessity. And very worth being shattered.
How long were you waiting for?
I mean, I ran pretty fast, so I'm maybe only 20 minutes, actually.
That's really good.
Yeah, I was getting my elbows out. I was like, no one is stopping me.
Do you say you've got another favourite ride as well?
Yeah, so Toy Story Mania.
Ah, the shooting game over at Hollywood Studios.
My family and I are very competitive on this game, and we will just do it. Like, we'll get off, go back on again, because we're just so competitive, and especially my two brothers. They were just like... They're just so determined to beat each other every time. And it's just so fun.
So your brothers, are they older or younger than you?
They're older. So one's 2 years older, one's 4 years older.
All right. So you're a family with quite grown-up kids.
Yeah.
You're grown-up kids now. Yeah. But you've been going since you were little kids.
Exactly.
So are you the Disney princess amongst all of you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. typical. So do you stay at Disney? Do you stay on property or do you stay somewhere else?
We've always stayed on property. We've stayed at All Star Movies the first time, which was so amazing. I think if you've got kids, it's just brilliant.
Yeah.
We've been to Pop Century, and then we went to Port Orleans Riverside twice, which was absolutely beautiful. And then the last time we stayed in French Quarter, which is my absolute favourite. It's all of our favourites.
So what is it you love about French Quarter? What made that the favourite out of the resorts you stayed at?
I think it was because we'd got older, it was nicer to stay somewhere with, like, more subtle theming, which wasn't so in your face. And it's, as has been said before, it's smaller. It's only got one bus stop, which is just beautiful after a long day.
Yeah, you don't have as far to walk.
Yeah, and I think the food there is really nice. It's quite different. And it's close to Disney Springs, which I love.
Because you can get the boat
straight over
from to Disney Springs. And did you have the beignets?
Yes, they are so, so nice.
Yeah, you can also get boozy beignets. Not for you because you're not over 21. But yeah, you can get them with, like, Baileys in.
Oh,
you can only get those at French Quarter.
Oh, the next trip, definitely.
Definitely. While we're on the food subject, favourite restaurants? Have you got a favourite restaurant?
So one of mine that hasn't been mentioned before is at Disney Springs. It's Wolfgang Puck Express. We always go on our first day. we always do Disney Springs on the first day, and we always go there. And it's just so nice. They have the best pasta dishes, and I am such a sucker for Italian food.
Now, the express one, that's classed as quick service, isn't it, if you're on the dining plan?
So we've only ever stayed when there's been quick service dining plan. So I've never really done any of the other restaurants.
Have you had the breakfast pizza from there?
No. Another thing, we've never, ever had breakfast in Disney.
You've never had breakfast at Disney? I suppose you're getting up and you're getting out and there's no time.
You get two meals on the quick service. So we always go early lunch, early dinner. And then you use the snacks
maximize
for breakfast.
Good call. Then you get the snacks the night before and then you leave them in the room so you can get up and then have the snacks and get straight out.
And sometimes I'm really good and I'll get like a fruit cup and then like half the time I'll get like cookies because, you know, you have to.
Yeah, I think that's how you always start at Disney, going, right, I'll just be careful. I will have some fruit or maybe a yogurt or something really healthy. And then you're like, I'm going to have a cookie for breakfast or something like that.
You just have to. You can't not.
And I know you've got another great restaurant recommendation, so we'll get that from you in just a sec. Got to quickly update you on the latest news from Disney. First up, this has got nothing to do with going to Walt Disney World or being in America or theme parks or anything, but this is big Disney news for the UK. The date for Disney Plus, the brand new streaming online service, has been announced and confirmed. March the 24th is the day you need to book off work sick, maybe that week or 2 weeks. That's when Disney Plus launches in the UK. The prices have been revealed as £5.99 a month, but you can pay for the entire year, which will cost you £59.99. That's £60 for a year's worth of Disney fun, and there's loads of great stuff on there if you're a fan of Disney parks, including One Day at Disney and the Imagineering Story. That is what I'm looking forward to. 24th of March, Disney Plus launches in the UK. Latest news from the parks, not a lot of big news to be honest. There's a new popcorn bucket, but when isn't there? The Simba Lion King popcorn bucket, where you put your hands through and hold him up like you're on Pride Rock. That is available right now. I don't know where people bought all these popcorn buckets. And more details have been released for Harmonious, which is the brand new nighttime firework extravaganza at Epcot. In fact, Disney Parks blog revealed a video of all the floats and things that are arriving over at Epcot. Just going to show you how big that is going to be. And it should be opening in spring. And Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run has finally been added to Fast Pass Plus from the 19th of February. You can grab your Fast Pass at Hollywood Studios. Smuggler's Run and Slinky Dog Dash will be the two top-tier attractions. Everything else is up for grabs. And don't forget, we've got more news as it happens on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical. And Beth is back with us. So these restaurant recommendations, you've got another one in Magic Kingdom. What is it?
The Beauty and the Beast one, purely for the theming. The food is nice. It's kind of typical quick service food, but the theming is just beautiful. You just have to go.
Do you have a favorite place to sit, because there's the different rooms? You sit in the ballroom or
Wing? We've been to all of them, but I think the ballroom's the most stunning.
If you look in the ceiling, there's a hidden Minnie Mouse up there somewhere in the ceiling.
I've never seen that.
And of course, at the BR Guest Restaurant quick service, if you've got the free dining plan, great use of a quick service credit, because it doesn't feel like it's not a counter service restaurant. They bring the food to you, so it kind of feels a little bit more table service, but it's actually quick service.
Yeah, it's a really special one. I think it's a definite one. Even if you're not bothered about the food, just go. It's so pretty.
Yeah, everybody wants to go in that restaurant at some point. Have you got another favourite restaurant?
Yes, Katsura Grill, which is Japan, in Epcot.
And what should we be eating there?
They're like the noodle dishes. Oh my gosh, they're so nice. We've ate in like loads and loads of places in Epcot, but that's definitely the nicest, I think.
Epcot is incredible for food, I think.
It's brilliant. You have to try it, at least one per country if you can.
We had a guest the other week who said, well, Disney World is not very good for food. It's all fast food, burgers and chips. And I think if that's what you're doing it wrong. Because like you say, incredible Japanese food and things.
Epcot's the place to go if you want different food, or Disney Springs. I think the others can be quite fast foody, but no, there's
Magic
great
Kingdom's
things
a bit
out
different.
There.
Yeah, there's a lot of incredible food. So who is the planner in your family? Is it your parents?
It's definitely not my dad.
Oh, right. It's not your dad. Sorry, dad.
He's just not the planning type.
He's just the kind of person who just follows around.
He's very happy to go along with it, but no.
That's fine. As long as he's happy to stick with the plan,
absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
I would say it's a cross property between my mum, me and my eldest brother.
So do you like to get together as a family and do all the planning? Because that's kind of it's nice to build up for the holiday, isn't it? Going, okay, we could eat here. And then when it comes to fast passes, we can get these.
Yeah, we try and do it over dinner. So that's the only time we'll try and get all five of us in a room. And we'll go, right, what's everyone's, like, main ride they don't want to miss? And then, like, we'll create a big list. And we're like, right, that's what we can't miss when it comes to fast passes. And then we'll always always go to the park with the early magic hours and always get up really early and go.
Yeah.
And then we kind of just go from there in terms of restaurants. That's kind of me, Mum, and my brother just kind of like do all our research. We're a bit Disney obsessed, really.
So you should be. Hmm. Do you ever fall out about where you should go, what ride should go on and when?
No, I think we've done them all now and we all actually have the same favourites.
Yeah.
So we're very easy to coordinate.
It does make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So what is your Walt Disney World must do? Is there anything that, like, you've got to go on holiday and I've got to do this?
I would say Happily Ever After, the fireworks. Just because they're just magical. Like, the last time I went, we got separated. So I was with my brothers and I was just stood next to them. And they love them. And I was just sat there being such a girl and just crying my eyes out.
And they didn't cry?
No, they were definitely enjoying them, but they didn't get emotional. But I was just like, this is so amazing.
They were probably surpassing their tears. I think they were probably crying inside.
Yeah, maybe on the inside, definitely.
So Happily Ever After at Magic Kingdom, do you go, is that like a first night tradition or is that a last night tradition or is it both or whenever?
We don't have a tradition. It's just kind of whenever it falls in the holiday. We'll do it a few times, to be fair. But we don't tend to plan our evenings. Other than that, we'll see the shows. We'll make sure we've planned one evening of, like, all the shows, like Fantasmic or Happily Ever After. But we tend to plan our mornings. And then once we've used up our fast passes, we'll check for them again in the evening.
Yeah.
And wherever they become available, that's kind of where we'll end up going for the evening. So we kind of plan half the day, leave the other day, like, quite chilled out.
Yeah, I think that's quite a good idea, actually, because obviously you get your fast passes in the morning. Once you've used your three fast passes at that park, then you can get your next pass, fourth fast pass, can be at any park. So then it could, like you say, determine where you go next.
Yeah, and we always take a break and we always leave the parks up by about 3. Because we've done them all now, we always go back and then my dad probably just goes for a nap and the rest of us just go to the pool and then we'll go out again in the evening, just so it doesn't become such a hectic holiday, because it is absolutely knackering.
Totally, totally. Have you ever checked your steps and how many miles you've walked after the end of a week or two at Walt Disney World? It's a lot.
It's so impressive, but, you know, that's why you have to eat a lot to keep the energy
I was going to say, still we walk a lot, but still I put weight on every time I come back. Have you got any top tips when it comes to planning or any top tips for people?
Our tip that we always do is we always go for an extra 2 days above what we usually do. So we usually go for like a 2-week holiday.
Right.
So we will extend it by 2 days and go for 16 days. And then we won't start our tickets until the second day. So that on the first day and the last day, because of when you arrive, because of your flights, you tend to lose that day.
Yeah.
So that way you don't actually lose any time in the park. So that's what we
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think that also forces you to do things outside. Like you say, you go to Disney Springs on the first day. So if you haven't got your theme park ticket, it hasn't started. It's not like you're just like going hell for leather in all the theme parks every single day. It makes you go, okay, we'll do Disney Springs first and we'll chill out a bit and take it easier.
We'll always go to the Christmas shop in Disney Springs. That's like our one tradition as the first thing we'll do.
What about outside Disney? Anything else in Orlando you like?
The last time we only did Disney, but we have done like SeaWorld and Wet n Wild and Universal. But I love Universal because I love big rides, but it doesn't have that same magic and the same theming. It's just like a huge, like, well, you know, it's a huge theme park, whereas Disney's so much more than that.
Yeah. Do you think it's because as well, because you're staying at Disney, you're less likely to go out? Because you're thinking, well, I'm staying at Disney. I've got the free transportation that takes me here, there and everywhere. What's the point of, you know, renting a car or getting a taxi to go out somewhere else when I could just, everything that I want is here? Like, say, once you've done it, you've done it.
Yeah, and I feel like once you've paid for it, I'm like, I want to make the most of this.
Exactly, yeah. What's the point of buying more tickets for other things when you've got for that one? Anything you don't like about Walt Disney World?
I think the costs of the hotels is ridiculous. I really do. I think all the ticket prices are completely worth it and all that. And, you know, flights are always going to be expensive. And the hotels are brilliant. They're beautiful and they're amazing theming. But they are very expensive. I do understand why people stay off property.
Yeah.
So if they could change that, that would be lovely.
Do you get to go outside of like a school term? So can you go when it is a little bit cheaper?
We did the last time, but now one of my brothers is a teacher, so...
Oh, what?
Now we're back into summer holidays.
Why did he think about getting into teaching when you know you're going to go back to Walt Disney World?
So inconsiderate.
Terrible. So have you got another trip planned?
The hope is August 2022, which I know is quite far away.
Right.
But because we've been five times, my parents have been like seven times, we said that we'd only ever go again in the near future if a lot of things had changed.
Yeah.
And in August 2022, all the 50th anniversary celebration things are going to be out.
Yeah.
So they said that Epcot's going to be updated and all the new things they're bringing should be there by then. So that's the plan. Everyone's talking about it, so, you know, might just have to get it in writing from mum and dad.
The harder thing is to resist the temptation of going before then.
Well, I mean, I check the prices constantly just in case I find like a crazy deal that no one can resist.
Exactly.
Because that's what happened last time. I found such a good deal and then that's why we ended up going. So,
do you think you would go without your family? Having only ever been with your family, would you say go with friends or... anybody else? Or do you think it's a family thing?
I think it's a family thing. I mean, in a dream world, I'd love to take my boyfriend and like have my brother's girlfriends there as well and kind of do like an extended family thing. But I think it'll always be a family thing.
What would your dream trip be?
Just the extended family, really. I would go back to French Quarter. I just love it. I'm not bothered about the huge, massive, fancy hotels. I think it's more the people for me that I'd like to be able to take.
And it's always nice taking somebody for the first time.
Yeah, but thing is, my boyfriend and my brother's girlfriends, I don't think they've got the same obsession yet. And we're trying to talk them into it.
So yeah, that's because they've not been.
Eventually, when we take them, they'll be obsessed.
Once they've been, they'll be looking for all those cheap deals like you do all the time.
Exactly.
For sure. Lovely talking to you. Lovely sharing your Walt Disney World memories and your lovely top tips.
Nice talk to you too.
And Beth?
Yes?
Have a magical day.
We have a magical day.
If you're going to be heading over to Orlando soon, you know what? It's going to be pretty quiet over the next couple of weeks over at Walt Disney World. In fact, between now and when the half-term holidays kick in, should have pretty quiet parks. Obviously, the weekends are going to be a little bit busier. Temperature is pretty cool as well. There's been a couple of days this week when it's been down to zero overnight. Still, we're in the between low and mid-20s, but plenty of sunshine. Should be mostly dry. Because we are in off-season, as I've mentioned over the last couple of weeks, some of the rides might be down for maintenance. So Test Track and Splash Mountain are both down until the end of the month. Although at Epcot, you do have Festival of the Arts, which is on. You can see some Broadway performers who've been in various Disney shows from the likes of Lion King and Mary Poppins and Tarzan performing every day over the Festival of the Arts. That is over at the American Pavilion at Epcot. And of course, the brand new Star Wars Rise of the Resistance attraction is still getting big, big crowds. If you want to be on that ride, don't forget you cannot queue for the ride. There are no fast passes for the ride. The only way is to be in the park before it opens, and then the moment the park officially opens, you get on your My Disney Experience app and you get yourself into a boarding group. The boarding groups go within the first couple of minutes of Hollywood Studios opening, and you do have to be in the park to get into a boarding group. Fingers crossed, good luck, may the force be with you. Andy's top tip of the week this week, talking about fast passes. Now, I've not tried this, but this has been sent to me. Don't forget, if you've got any top tips, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at Pod Magical. Same place to go if you want to come on the podcast for a bit of a chat. If you're a bit shy and you don't want to talk on the podcast, we can always share your top tips. I've totally forgotten who this one is coming for, but thank you for sending me this anyway. This came in a few weeks ago. If you go onto the My Disney Experience at the end of the day and it says all the fast passes have gone, then try going to the fast pass kiosks, because sometimes some of the fast passes are still available. Yeah, so you don't have to be on the app to get your fast passes. There are various kiosks throughout the parks. Top of my head that there is one in Hollywood Studios at the entrance to Tower of Terror, where you go between Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. There is a fast pass kiosk there, so you just hit your magic band and then hopefully, even though it says the fast passes have gone, there should still be some at the kiosk. If you've tried that, let me know whether it has worked for you. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical is where we are. If you've got any top tips, don't forget, if you're going to the parks, tag us in your pictures. You want to be a guest on the podcast? Give me a shout. That's where we are. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.